Richie Waters.
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Shit, I'm blessed.
That's what's up, brother. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. You living or you surviving?
I'm doing both.
Explain.
You know, niggas still out here.
Come
so,
on.
You know, nigga, every day, nigga gotta wake up, hustle.
That's right.
Feed the family.
That's right.
I'm only one person, one man.
That's
right.
You know what
I'm saying? I'm the only boy in my family, so.
Come on.
You know, everybody. I got two sisters. You feel what I'm saying? My mom, everybody, they look for me. You
That's
feel
real.
What I'm saying?
That's real.
So, I ain't gonna make it seem like I'm just the richest nigga alive. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You gotta get the money from somewhere.
That's
you feel
fact.
What I'm saying? So, I'm just surviving to live.
That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm living at the same time, though. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't gonna let, you know, the hard times or none of that stop me. You feel what I'm
That's
saying? None of my hard situations stop me from
That's
living
real.
My life. You feel what I'm saying? I'm still gonna do me because you never know when it's gonna be your time to go.
Real.
So I don't want to get to that point where like, damn, I ain't did nothing.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
respect.
But I'm surviving though. I'm trying to make it happen at the same time while I'm living.
That's right, bro. Respect. Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response. Let's take them back, Richie Waters. Let's take them back, man.
Let's do it.
All right, before rap, at the age of 9.
Yeah.
What did you want to be?
I don't know what I really wanted to be for real, but I always liked the music.
Come on, that's
you know,
what's
of
up.
Course, you know, of course, at a young age, everybody wanted to be sports.
That's right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? Basketball,
you know,
football, all
it.
That
that's
shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
But I always had that passion for music,
Come
though.
On.
I always liked the music around
gotcha.
With my dad.
That's what's up.
Loud music,
yeah.
Fucking around with him.
That's real.
I just always liked the music.
So,
and then one day I did.
It came from pops. Like, you
yeah,
just like
sure.
definitely. That's dope,
yeah.
bro. That's dope. Definitely, man. Yeah. Any siblings?
Yeah, I got two sisters.
Gotcha, for sure. Yeah. Are you middle child, older
yeah,
child?
I'm a middle child.
You middle child?
Yeah, the problem child.
I was about to say.
yes.
Explain.
Yeah.
Being a middle child, you know, like, I know you're protective of your baby sister and your older sister.
Yeah, for sure.
What did that, how did that define, even in the music, like, as far as, like, protection, as far as being a middle child, did it have any correlation?
I mean, I wouldn't say it had just like equal relation. It
gotcha.
Just come with the territory.
That's real.
Like,
that's real.
Growing up, I was running with my big sister, so I ain't never let nobody just fuck with her.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Like, I always been overprotective
gotcha.
Around my big sister. My little sister, she wasn't really around
okay.
to be in that type
in
of
the mix.
Yeah, in that
right,
mix.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I always been overprotective over my sister.
That's
you know
real.
What I'm saying? I ain't play like that. But
gotcha.
Then when the lifestyle came, it got a little more serious because I'm like, hey, can't do this.
That's real.
That shit
come
gonna
on,
fall
you know
back
it.
On
that's
me,
a
goddamn.
That's
like,
a fact.
can't have buddy
that's
around, because goddamn, you
come
don't
on.
Know. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So,
that's a fact, bro. No, let's yeah. take them back. Let's keep let's keep taking your fans back. Let's take them back,
yeah,
man. So, born in Chicago.
Yeah.
Before you could walk, you moved to Georgia, Stone Mountain.
Yeah, more definitely.
Come on, man. And then you lived there to about the age of 8.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you settled in. Conley.
Yeah,
okay. Come on, bro. Come on,
yeah,
man.
More definitely.
That's what's up. Definitely the South Side. Come on,
yeah.
bro. Come on, man. What does that mean to you, man? 20288 Conley. What does that mean to you?
Man, you ask anybody who know me.
Come on.
They know I put my hood on my back.
That's real, bro. That's a
I
fact.
I love my hood.
That's
like,
a fact.
I feel like I could have left plenty of times.
Gotcha.
Just one time yet. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? Like, I love my hood. I
that's
do
real.
Anything for them. You feel what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
Like,
that's right.
I don't know, it's just, that's just home.
Gotcha,
you know
that's
what
what's
saying?
Up.
It's hard to leave home.
That's it, bro, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's a fact,
sure.
that's what's up, man. Growing up, you played ball too.
Yeah.
You was out there playing, you left or right-handed?
Yeah, I'm left-handed
come
and
on.
Right-handed.
Come
though.
On, ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro,
yeah,
you
play. For sure.
And you played shooting guard.
Yeah.
Likewise, bro.
Yeah,
look,
and I was a little small forward, I was a little lanky.
That's right,
yeah.
sure, sure. And you, what middle school did you go to?
I went to Ford Park Middle.
Gotcha, for sure. So you walk, you Carly Road for sure.
Yeah,
definitely, that's what's up.
Yeah,
definitely,
you,
bro.
Hey, you
come
now.
On
now. If you don't know Richie, then
come on.
Where the hell is you from? You
that's real, bro, definitely. Then you also went to Forest Park High.
Yeah.
And Morrow High School.
Yeah, I went to Morrow too.
And what, I went to Morrow School class, 03.
Okay, cool.
Which one do you like better, bro?
I ain't gonna lie. Tomorrow was
come
turnt.
On, now.
Tomorrow was turnt.
That's a fact, bro.
Four Apart got down, yeah. You know, Four Apart was more like, that when I was going through my smoking stage,
gotcha,
and shit,
gotcha.
Niggas skipping classes,
gotcha.
And shit like that. When I went Tomorrow, but it was hands
that's
on.
Real, that's
like,
real, that's a fact.
That shit was
fact.
That shit was more trenched out than got them Four Apart.
Gosh, that's real, bro, that's real. And I'm sure you went back and forth.
Yeah,
knowing them both for sure,
yeah,
that's real.
Definitely,
bro. Let's fill in the blank for your fans. In high school, I was known as a kid that...
Fight.
Come on. Yes. No, for real, that's
bad
real.
Bad ass young nigga.
Gotcha, sure.
Always fighting.
Gotcha. And looking back in high school, middle school, what was your dream car back then?
My dream?
Right, your dream car. What was that dream car?
Oh, my dream car. I ain't really had no dream car growing up.
Mm-hmm,
you know, he's always bingo.
Gotcha. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Like anything that would fight, that drove
right,
by, like
real.
Shit, yeah. Nigga wanted.
That's
you know
it,
what
for
saying?
Sure, for sure. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. And you actually from high school, you went on to military.
Yeah, I went to military school.
School.
Yeah.
Was it in Savannah?
Yeah, I went to Hinesville.
Bro, that's Hinesville. Bro, the reason why I know that, and even without the research, because that's what everybody military school. That's the best one.
Yeah, everybody
goes to. How was that experience, bro?
That shit wasn't nothing like, that shit was just like a, it was a boot camp, you feel
gotcha,
what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It was niggas, young niggas from all over the Georgia,
right,
you feel
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when people say military school, they just think left, right,
right,
left, right.
Nah, it ain't.
Nah, that shit was turnt.
Gotcha.
You know, we used to have
sure.
brawls in that
gotcha,
motherfucker,
sure.
for real.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But
gotcha.
it was cool, though.
That's
like,
real.
It made me a little more disciplined.
Gotcha.
I don't feel like, I feel like I still should have stayed in school, though.
I feel you
sure.
on that, bro.
Yeah.
And what was your first job? Your fans.
My first job? All right, let me break it down.
Because
I really don't even consider this a no real job.
Gotcha,
but
gotcha.
It was a job, though.
Gotcha,
but,
sure.
All right, when I was in military school, you know, they had job corps
gotcha,
program.
Yep, definitely.
All right, I did a little culinary art shit.
Right.
So after I finished the damn, once I finished on the military school shit, my mom and them tried to send me to goddamn job corps in Auburn.
Gotcha.
I went down there for a little minute. I butted on it.
Gotcha, for sure.
I came home. They helped me get a job at McDonald's.
Gotcha. That's
but,
what my first job. Yeah,
yeah,
that's my
one. I worked in that mall for like a month.
Gotcha. What side of town were you on?
Riverdale Road.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was right here in Stockbridge.
Yeah,
bro, that's real.
Yeah.
Definitely, bro.
I butted on that shit too.
Gotcha. Just wasn't, bro, so you always knew that wasn't even... Just
yeah,
real,
job
bro.
Ain't never
come
really
on,
been
bro.
Rushed
that's
out.
Real, bro. That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Yeah. Let's get to the music, man. Richard Waters, do you always feel like you was born for the music?
Facts.
Come on.
I'm gonna definitely feel like I was born
come
for
on.
It. I don't feel like I'd still be doing it if I wasn't born for
bro,
it.
Bro, that's bro. Like no matter what you try to do, it you can't escape it.
Yeah.
You keep circling right back around to
yeah,
it.
It's always
that's real,
be
bro.
That, like,
that's a fact.
That when you ask me like. What else I got going on? Like, shit, what
this
I got
what
going
I don't
on
know.
In my life?
Bro, I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that, bro. All everything in. Bro,
yeah.
Like, on the table. That's it.
Yeah, it's not
that's
enough.
Real. Respect that, bro. Respect that. Man, as a fan, prior to your career, who did you always want to go see perform? Like, growing up, you in the car, your dad. Like, who was that one artist you like?
I can't really say.
Gotcha.
I can't really say. I ain't really start, like, far as, like, watching people perform. I wanted to see Future perform for sure.
Gotcha.
I ain't
for
been
sure.
to no
gotcha.
Future concert and shit like that. But
gotcha.
That's the only person I really can say like damn, I want cause
for sure.
He always had it. I was inspired by him.
That's
you
a
know
fact.
What I'm saying? He
that's
motivated
a fact.
Me.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So
definitely. And
I still ain't even got a chance to go to one. You feel what I'm
gotcha.
Saying?
For sure.
I ain't been to a lot of concerts either.
That's real. Real.
You know?
That's real. And that
I went to a Wiz Khalifa concert in New York though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that shit was turnt.
I believe it, bro.
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah, that's
so,
crazy.
I went to a lot of Walker goddamn concerts
classic,
too. Like,
classic.
His shit.
You already
down,
know it, bro.
Yeah.
You know it. The Southside. Come on, man. Shout out
yeah.
to Walker, bro. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely, bro. You know it. Man, how did you get your stage name?
I was goddamn going by Rich Atlanta at first before
okay.
I went to prison.
Gotcha.
When I was locked up, you know, everybody used to always just call me Rich.
Gotcha.
And shit. But when I got locked up, when I was in jail and shit, everybody was calling me Richie.
Gotcha.
So my partner, Preaching Man, shout out my boy Preach.
Right.
Shout out goddamn, he used to always call me Richiano.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know why the hell he was calling me that, but he used to always call me Richiano.
Gotcha.
So I just stuck with the Richie shit. And then around that time, you know, I was goddamn more like and fascinated with jury.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
Before I went to jail, like, I had jury, but it was gold.
Gotcha.
It wasn't water.
It wasn't real water.
You feel what I'm saying? So I just like, man, I'm gonna get me my own.
It's real.
I want to have my own jury.
That's dope, like, bro. That's dope.
So I was like, shit, I'm just gonna change it to Richie Waters. And I just thought about it, like, man, that shit sounds fire.
Bro, that shit is bro, like, everybody don't have that stage name, but that's, you know, everybody don't have a dope stage name.
Yeah.
Your stage name is crazy, bro.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's catchy. It's very catchy, bro, for real. That's dope. Dope for sure.
Not everybody calling me Mr. Waters, no. They call me Mr. Waters. Yeah. I'd be like, damn, it sounds so professional.
Right now,
like,
for real, bro. Don't tell you, that's what's up, bro. Man, and looking back, man, you know, you did mention, you know, prison.
Yeah.
You know, like, what did that do? How did that change your mentality getting out, man? Like, as far as, because when you touched down, bro, you hit the ground running.
Yeah, for sure.
What did that do for your mentality, man?
Prison made me a man.
Come on.
It made me a man, goddamn. I've been in the streets all my life.
Gotcha.
Everything I learned was from the streets.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, right. I learned it from being out in these streets. So when I got in prison, I was around so many niggas.
Gotcha.
You got different personalities,
right,
and
bro,
all
right.
types of shit. So right. much drama. You gotta learn how to goddamn not be no bitch.
That's
but you gotta
fact.
Know how to goddamn pick your battles.
That's
too. Know what
That's
you can do and what you can't
That's
do.
Right, bro. That's right.
And like a lot of shit, like I hung around a lot of old heads. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I ain't really I'm cool with a lot of young niggas, but when I'm gonna go kick it, you feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm with the older head niggas.
Gotcha.
I like to listen, you feel what I'm saying?
That's real, bro.
And listen to the game, you feel what I'm saying? So being in jail around older head niggas, that shit really made me a man and taught me what I can do and what I can't do when
gotcha.
I get back home.
Gotcha. That's real. That's real. Sure. Respect, bro. And from there, man, you know, once you got out, you know, we did mention off camera certain things, you know, like in pertaining to a label, actually signed with a label. And now that's kind of, you know, out the way.
Yeah.
Working independently now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I ain't got no problem being signed to no label.
Gotcha.
But no, it got to be something that I want.
That's real.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem. Like, of course, a nigga want the bad, man.
That's real. Definitely. And the thing is, bro, like, even speaking off camera, bro, like, when you come in, when you have your own motion, it's a partnership now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it is.
Be better, like,
that's a fact. That's a fact, bro. Versus coming in, the 20-80 split, bro, they taking everything you got, masters included, but that's real, bro. You are a father.
Most definitely.
Come on, man. That's what's up, bro. Definitely, bro.
Yeah,
I hear too, bro. Come on, that's a fact. Come on,
real.
Bro. Speak on that, man. How has fatherhood shaped your career? How you move? Everything, bro.
Man, that shit turned me,
Come
made
on.
Me a better man.
Come on, bro.
I'm still learning this shit, though. You
bro,
feel what I'm saying?
It's like, no handbook, bro.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
no
still
hand.
Learning
that's a
this
fact.
Shit, but
that's a fact.
I feel like if I ain't never had no kid, I think I'd probably be back.
Gotcha.
In jail, you feel
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
You
that
saying
shit
something.
Slowed me down, you feel what I'm saying? Gave
bro.
Me something to live for, cause
it's real.
I really was just like, man, I'm just out here. Like,
gotcha.
Whatever come with this shit. Now it's like, damn, boy, I'm finna be taken away from my kids or some
you
shit like
something.
That, you feel what I'm saying?
The first thing I thought about was you saying, like, bro, like, you know, I developed a pattern of listening first.
Yeah.
Bro, a lot of people active, reactive fast, but you say, like, nah, I listen first, and even that slows the way you know, everything down, bro. That's real, bro. On the music, man, what do you think the game is missing?
Me.
Bar.
Tell you.
Bar.
That motherfucker missing
on,
me,
bro.
Man.
It's a fact,
they need
bro.
Me.
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Are you pleased with, you know, those at the top right now, artistry? Are you pleased with the artistry right now?
Like the new artists that's out now?
Well, just like, yeah, everybody that's, you know, in a sense, the majors right now, everybody that's putting on, like, you know, because you can compare. A lot of people can't compare. Mm-hmm. You can. Comparison-wise, like, are you pleased with what they're presenting as far as, or just sometimes you look at the game and be like, man, nah, like, bro, like, they just don't know what they're in for when they...
Man, I like what I see.
It's real. Okay, for sure. That's all I'm saying. Just want to make sure.
I mean,
it'd be sure.
a lot of puss ass gotcha. Shit going
that's
on, you know what I'm saying? But
fact.
That go on
that's
anyway,
anyway,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Fact.
But
dating back
far
to
as like, yeah, like far as what's going on, like
gotcha.
Shit, I don't see no problem what's going
no,
on in
sure.
the rap game.
For sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
As an artist, do you still believe it's about the art?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
You gotta be about the art.
Come on, man. Respect.
You gotta be about the art. If it ain't, all right. one thing I don't like about this rap shit, nigga, one of them motherfuckers say anything.
Bro.
You feel what I'm saying? I ain't one of the rappers that go in there motherfucker.
You don't. And just we gonna get into the lyrics later too, yeah. For sure, bro. You don't.
I take my time.
Gotcha. Where does that stem from? Where does that actually, you know, growing up, you know, and I also know you got ties in New York too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, bro, like, so you know where it comes from. Yeah, where it comes from.
Lyricism, bro, for real. Yeah. So
that's just,
come on, bro. That's real.
Yeah,
so you know, bro, it's an art form, bro. Like, for real. So you got all that tied into who you are.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's dope, bro. So how do you, let me ask you this. When you're in the studio, you know, like, you, do you write, punch in? How do you?
Both.
Gotcha. Just depending on the song.
Yeah, I might work on my song before I get there.
Gotcha.
I might work on the song while I'm in that motherfucker.
Gotcha.
I might write me a hook real quick and go freestyle like the rest. You
that's
know
dope.
What I'm saying?
That's dope.
I take my time, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's art form, bro.
Yeah, I don't go in that motherfucker and I ain't the type of artist that's gonna go in that motherfucker and try to make 6-7 songs in 4 hours.
Just to say you did it.
Just say I did it. Yeah, I'm gonna make 2-3 good ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro, quality over quantity.
Yeah, for
respect,
sure.
Respect, bro. That's real. When you're in the studio, what's that 1, 2, 3 things you gotta have with you when you record? Yes.
What's that? Oh shit, I gotta have me some liquor.
For sure. What's your choice? You have a choice? Brown, white? What's your favorite? What's your choice?
I fuck with the brown, but I've been on that tequila lately though,
gotcha.
Man. Reposado.
Reposado. That's sure. Everybody's favorite for now.
But I gotta have me something to drink, you know.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? A little bit of weed.
Gotcha.
I ain't gonna lie, like I used to smoke a lot of weed, but I can't do it no more. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I have a little bit of weed just to, that's why you see niggas
right.
Smoking the damn
gotcha.
Vapor shit.
Sure.
I don't
gotcha.
Smoke cigarettes.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Like, I don't really, cause it got to the point where I get stuck. You feel
bro,
what I'm
I know what you're saying, bro.
And I be trying to figure out, man, why the hell I'm getting stuck?
Gotcha.
Man, when I know I do this shit, why the hell I get stuck? And I be like, man, I'm too high.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes I feel bad from the weed, you feel
gotcha.
What I'm saying, a little bit. I still smoke it in there.
Right, right,
you feel
right.
What I'm saying? I probably had to be already into the song.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying?
Versus,
like, let me hit this shit
saying,
one time.
That's real, that's real.
But I got to have me something to drink just to loosen up.
Gotcha.
A little
sure.
bit of weed.
That's
sure.
it, for sure. Gotcha. All right, bro, that's what's up. Definitely, man. Dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
A year ago. It's 2024.
So January to December 2023, what did you learn about yourself?
I learned that at the end of the day, this shit ain't about me.
Wow, bro. Wow.
Yeah, this shit ain't about me at all.
Wow, bro.
This shit bigger than me.
Wow.
For sure.
Bro, I respect that answer, bro. On so many levels, bro. Like in a sense, bro, I don't hustle for my first name. I hustle for my last name.
Yeah.
This is, I'm putting this art form out here for the world as
yeah.
well, bro. Like, I respect that.
Yeah.
Respect that, bro.
I got a lot of people depending on
come
me.
Come on, man. Come on.
And the biggest of them all is I got a kid.
Come on.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that shit about them, like, every decision I make from now is like, shit, bro, this shit about them. You
that's
feel
a
what
fact.
I'm saying? So
that's real.
It ain't about me, though. It's, I got my
come
bros.
On.
You
come
feel
on.
What I'm saying?
Come on.
I got my girl, my mama, my daddy, my sisters, grandmama. I got a lot of people depending on me. I got my bros and they mama, they sisters, they family. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha. No, that's
they
real,
depending
bro.
On me, too.
That's
you feel what I'm saying? So it ain't just about me. Everybody, they rooting for me to go ahead and just kick the door
that's
down.
Real.
You feel what I'm saying?
Because
if I win, everybody win.
Everybody win.
Yeah, for sure.
That's real. And that's what currently drives you in life.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really is driving me.
Gotcha.
I feel like if it wasn't for them, I probably would have been quit.
Gotcha. That's real, bro. Like, I understand it 100%, 100%. From January to December, what's something you learned about those around you?
Be appreciative. You got to appreciate everybody.
That's,
everybody that I got around me, I learned to appreciate them a little more.
That's real. Wow.
Yeah.
It's free will, in a sense, you know, like, in a sense, bro, like, it takes a lot. You know,
yeah.
A team, it takes a lot, bro. Like, it takes a lot of humbleness. It takes a lot of,
yeah.
It does. When everybody's in, it does, bro. That's respect. I respect that, bro. Man, as an artist, man, Richie Waters, do you feel misunderstood?
Fair.
I know you do, bro. I
Fair.
Listen to the music, bro. Like, I know you do.
Yeah. Very misunderstood. That shit be driving me crazy sometimes. I'm very misunderstood, though.
Is that why you lay it? That's why, like, in a sense, man, you know, it's your songs are crafted. Is that why you craft them the way you do? Because, like, man, like, I'm I'm not in here for the bubble gum. I'm painting a picture for y'all every song.
Yeah.
Is that why, you know, like, in a sense, what am I trying to say? Like, you know, you're, bro, number one, what you do is, bro, is the one percentile. You know, artistry is the one percentile, what y'all do. I think artists, I think, you know, painters, I think everybody, you know, with the art form is misunderstood for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But you just lay it on the line like, I know I am.
Yeah.
Just society, everything, like, just.
And it's probably why you just hear it in the music, because that's just how I be feeling.
That's a fact.
When I go in that motherfucker, like, females got diaries.
Go ahead.
I got this notepad in my phone. And the only way I can really release it is getting in the studio, you feel what I'm saying? So really? A lot of the songs, you know, I might speak on a lot of shit. Like, if you just pay attention to the lyrics, I might speak some shit. Like, I might be going through that shit for real. You feel me?
Bro, which brings me to unfinished Conley story.
Integrity. Damn.
I wanted 6 minutes. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted 6 minutes of that.
It's gonna be six
bro,
minutes.
Bro, like, I was. Bro.
Yeah.
No hook needed.
Yeah.
One of those. Yeah. Like, bro, like, beginning to end. Like, painting a picture, bro.
Yeah, folks starting just now to catch on to that song.
Wow,
too.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro, that's my favorite track. I like introspective songs, bro. That's my favorite track, bro.
I made that song after I made Thank You Mans.
Gotcha.
And I originally went in that motherfucker freestyling and shit. And I ain't write that song at all.
Wow.
I really was just in that bit freestyling.
Bro.
That shit was just coming from. And I ain't finished the song because I had got stuck because I was trying to get too deep into the song.
But it sound like, bro, like the way you left that cliffhanger, it sounds like it was intentional.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm saying, like, bro, I needed 6 minutes of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how dope that story was.
Yeah, see, I was sitting in the car with my partner, and I had been sent him the song. And he just ended up playing that motherfucker out of nowhere. I was like, damn, I forgot I made this song.
Wow.
And when I started, and I sat back and listened to it, I was like, nah, that motherfucker really is hard.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? And I just kept listening to it. I was like, nah, I got to finish this motherfucker. Like, because I already knew what I wanted to do with the song already.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I just ain't ever get back. And then I left it like that for people to let it
bro,
know
that's
that
a
this
fact.
Motherfucker's
that's a
unfinished.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's like a classic track, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate
visual
it.
Visual coming and all that, everything.
I already got the visual out. You know what I'm saying? But the overall visual going to be way different than what I already
come
got
on,
out.
Man. I'm looking into the camera, y'all. Let me make sure I say the title correct. Unfinished Conley Story.
Facts.
It's one of those. It's one of those.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Telling you. It's one of those introspective.
That's the first
man
track on the song. On the mixtape.
Crazy. Yeah. Speaking of that, what's the mixtape's name?
Great House Business.
Come on, man.
G-A-B, man.
Come on. That's what's up, bro.
I'm going to wear a
gosh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What does that stem from? Great House Business.
It comes from me and the bros.
Come on.
We was all standing together, and the house was great.
I've heard
and
that
we
story.
Was, we
that's
standing
right,
on business,
bro.
You know
that's
what I'm
right.
Like,
that's right.
We was that shit was like a group home.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like,
it's in and out. Yo,
yeah,
boys. Yeah, that's
everybody,
real.
Everybody, we was in that motherfucker having fun.
Gotcha.
Doing what we doing, getting money.
That's
a lot
right.
A lot of other shit that was going on too, and you know, that shit just stuck with us. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Real.
That address,
that's real.
That house, it
that's
just
dope.
Stuck with it. Infamous.
Gotcha. For sure. For sure. And I saw the story. You know, like in the sense of, you know, I did my homework. You know, like in the sense, I guess the mother moved out. Y'all moved in?
Nah, we was already in
already
that
in
motherfucker.
Yes.
We were doing
we
those too much.
That's real, bro. Yeah,
that was the realest shit she ever did, though.
Gotcha.
God,
that's dope, bro.
She gave us a place to goddamn really stay. Goddamn,
gotcha.
Most mamas ain't doing that shit like
bro,
that.
Bro, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact, bro. And your what's the most introspective song you ever written?
What you mean by that?
The deepest song, like the...
I got a lot of deep songs.
I know, bro. And I'm speaking
drop.
On saving pennies.
Oh, man.
Bro.
Yeah, that's dropping Monday.
I know.
Yeah.
Look, new release. By the time the interview be out, it'll be out by that time.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, you said some things don't change. I remember saving all my pennies just to buy a Switch. Bro, you said some... Bro, I think we've all been there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
sure.
Bro? Some real shit, bro.
Definitely.
Some real shit,
so
bro.
So everything
come
I rap
on,
about,
man.
Bro, that shit come from a deep spot,
that's
bro. That shit come from the heart. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm speaking on shit that's really going on.
Come on.
Really done went on, and shit that's really going
that's
on.
A fact.
Like,
that's a
you
fact.
Know what I'm saying? Like, you just, when the song drop, you know, when folks listen to it, they be like, damn. Like, that's just what's really going on.
That's
you
a
feel
fact.
What I'm saying?
It's real.
Like,
it's real, bro. Man, you've been rapping since the age of.
I mean, I say I've been rapping since I was 9, but
when did you take it serious?
I ain't start taking it serious until, like, honestly, I say I start taking it serious when I start fucking with the cash ones for real.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It always been a dream, but when I say, like, now I actually can do it.
Right.
I got locked up.
Gotcha.
And I ain't realize that shit until I got locked up. Like, damn, before I got went to prison, I'm like, damn, man, I'm really doing this shit. Nigga doing this shit.
Right.
Cause before it was cash runners, it was 725 ENT.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I was already doing with them. So I could say I took it serious around that time. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But I ain't realizing that this shit is serious.
Gotcha.
Until I got locked up. I'm like, damn, bro. I got all this shit going on. My ass in here. What
gotcha.
If I lose my buzz? Like,
gotcha.
What if I got them? You folks don't fuck with me. Like,
I got you.
Like, I feel like I had a chance to go, and I missed that opportunity. You
know
what I'm saying?
In hindsight, you know, looking back on it, you know, because it's always like that hindsight. It's like the clear vision.
Yeah.
But do you think that was part of your journey that was necessary?
Yeah, man. God was trying to tell me I wasn't ready yet.
That's real, bro. Sometimes we don't see it, but that's real, bro. That's real. Were you writing a lot in prison?
Yeah.
Bro, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe
it. At first, I wasn't, though.
I was just,
man, I was so drunk in that motherfucker.
Gotcha.
Like, man, what the fuck I'm writing here for? What I need to write in here for? You know what I'm saying? Then I start doing a little, because being in jail, goddamn, in the county, everybody in that motherfucker rapping.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I used to just listen to everybody rapping and shit. Like, niggas always like, man, I know you rapping shit, let me hit something. I be like, man, nah, I'm straight.
Mm.
Fuck, I'm in here rapping for them, nigga. I'm locked up.
Gotcha.
I used to listen to a lot of people in that band. And then my boy Vlad, goddamn, we used to be in the vent talking to each other and shit,
right.
Man. He's like, man, Rick, bro, yo, I need to start writing and shit, man. You need to goddamn, let me hear something.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I started doing it. And yeah, that's how I came up with a new style.
Right. And I've seen the interviews before. You said, you know, you're a chameleon. You switch your styles up, bro. Like, and also that's New York leverage in you too, bro. Like, you let the music speak first.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not one track minded, but that's real, bro.
Yeah,
that's
real. I can go all types of
ways. Bro, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. For the new viewers, pause this, whatever you gotta do. Richie Waters, two H's, Waters with a Z. Check this guy's style out from the beginning to end, man. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah,
that's
watch the growth.
Come
watch
on, that's
growth.
A fact.
I ain't nothing like last year. I ain't nothing like two, three years ago.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. Respect, bro. Respect, man. Let me see. How do you, you know, because you've seen this industry from the ins and the outs, bro. How do you deal with the politics?
Just do me.
Just do you. Stay out the way. Just
do me. Because this shit, be a lot of pussy ass shit going on.
I know, bro. You see it from a
lot of dick pulling and.
Gotcha.
Wave riding and shit, man. Clout, man.
Gotcha.
Like, I just keep doing me.
That's right. For sure.
Keep the people around me. They motivate me. You feel what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, we were just riding in the car. And my partner was on the phone with somebody. And he was like, man, we need to goddamn get an interview with goddamn with this nigga who doing something good right now.
Right.
And he was like, shit, man. Them folks want somebody big, somebody with a name. And nigga on the phone like, man, shit, Rich big?
Come on.
I'm like, shit, appreciate it. Like,
come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that
encouraged me, like, man, if he feel like that.
And,
you know what I'm
saying? In hindsight, bro, like, do you, you know, because everything, family, everybody riding on you, do you feel like you don't give yourself enough credit?
Sometimes I be sleeping on myself.
Gotcha.
And I know I'm fine.
And are you the type of person that's never satisfied? Like, you... It don't matter, you know, 10 million got to make 35. 35 got to make 100.
Yeah,
100 million, I got to make half.
Yeah.
It's real.
Sometimes that might be my problem too, though. Like,
I feel you, bro. I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
And I ain't going to say sometimes that is my problem. I get a little too greedy sometimes.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, my boy Preach always say, like, nigga, I always complain about what they don't got, but nigga, I ain't never got them praising God by what he do got. You feel what I'm saying?
I needed that.
Yeah,
I need to hear that for sure.
That's what
real.
I've been working on. I like, damn, because sometimes I be like, man, damn, I got this going on. I got this
come
going
on.
I got this
come
going on.
On.
My boy Preet, I always got them. Tim, like, boy, look, nigga, you got this going on, nigga. You got this good
on.
Going on.
That's
you got
real,
all this
bro.
Shit going on.
That's real.
Like,
that's real.
So sometimes, you know, I be sleeping on myself.
Gotcha.
You know, I beat myself up and I discourage myself and it takes for the people around me to goddamn.
To keep you. Bro, that's real. Bro, I always say, bro, heavy is the head that wears the crown, bro. Like, what you do is not easy, bro. Yeah, shit is not easy, bro. Like, that's a fact. Like, it's a lot of lives that could be changed from that mountaintop, bro. That's real.
And shit, nigga going through this shit now, what makes you feel like this shit gonna get easy?
Gotcha.
It don't get easy.
It don't, bro.
More money, more problems.
More money, more... Come on, bro. That's a fact. I didn't even hit that one. That's real, bro. Sure. That's real. Man, Richie Waters, music off, driving down the highway. What's on your mind?
How the fuck I'm finna get that money?
Bro, that seems to be everybody's response. That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm finna get it. Bills still gotta get paid.
Come on.
You feel what I'm saying? Goddamn. I still gotta fund my career.
Come on. That's right. You feel what I'm saying? That's right,
like, bro. I got a whole bunch of other shit going on, too. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
that's real.
My mind being overdrive.
Gotcha. Bro, I know, bro, I say this expression all the time, man. What's on a billionaire's mind? How to make the next billion.
Yeah,
that's just a fact, bro. That's just who motivated people are. That's just real. That's real, bro. Richie Waters, who on earth knows you the best?
Nobody.
That's real, bro.
People know me. They know me. They know a lot about me. But they don't know me the best. They don't know me like how I know me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Respect, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, let me ask you, because you've seen this industry from, you know, all angles, living in Atlanta, living on the South Side. Well, just say Atlanta as a whole. You know, it could be LA, it could be, you know, New York City, it could be the DMV. How does where you live affect your career? Do you feel like it's too saturated in Atlanta? How does it affect your career?
Everybody in Atlanta doing the same shit.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying? Including me. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody doing the same shit.
Explain.
Everybody rapping. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody trapping. Everybody scamming. Everybody got a job. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody want to be outside. Everybody want to be known. You feel what I'm saying? So, in Atlanta, that shit based off of clout. That's something I know. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's based off of clout. And, that shit based off a lot of dick riders too.
I know you're storing that. Yeah.
Like, it's based off dick riders and shit, man. You just gotta have some real genuine people around you, man.
That's real.
Like, I done been around some people and I be like, man, these niggas ain't doing nothing but dick riding, bro.
Gotcha.
But I know the people that I got around me, I never tried them like that.
Gotcha.
I know they ain't dick riding. You feel what I'm saying? These niggas really fuck with me.
That's real.
Really believe
That's real,
me.
Bro.
So
That's real.
In Atlanta, like, they respect. They don't even respect the money no more.
Explain.
Man, like, you push up on these folk, man. I got this, I got that. Shit, man.
It's just, he got
they
you.
Finna go spend buddy because he got 100,000. He got 100 people behind him rapping his shit. Got them in the clubs and they going crazy and shit. Well, I could push up on these folk, man. I got 100,000 right now, man. I'm trying to get my shit spent, goddamn, on their radio. Man, these folks finna play my shit at the end of the goddamn radio session. You feel what I'm saying? Or you go to the club, like, man, I'm trying to get my shit spent. I come to you with the money.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? You don't play my shit when the club lit.
Gotcha.
You play my shit at the end. I done gave you all that money, like, but let these folks walk in the door.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's a whole thing going on in Atlanta right now, revolving that, you know, like that whole thing. Yeah. Bro, do you think the game is like a monopoly right now as far as gatekeepers right now, or?
I just feel like. Shit get just a little weird sometimes.
Gotcha. I feel you. Yeah. You seen. I know for a fact, bro. Like, just ins and outs. What you seen, bro. Like, for sure. That's real, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Is it better to be loved or respected?
You gotta respect me.
Come on, man. That's a fact. I'm gonna say it, baby, bro.
You gotta respect me. You can love somebody and still disrespect them.
Come on.
Yeah,
That's a fact.
I done did people like that. Loved them and still disrespected them. You feel what I'm saying? So I'd rather be respected.
For sure. It's real. In a sense, the emotions are withdrawn with the respect. You know, like, nah, respect that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real.
You gotta respect me. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta love me, but you gonna respect me, though.
It's real. Respect, bro. Father, businessman, musician. Mm. Are you making time for yourself?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I make time for myself. For sure. I can make more time for myself doing other shit, though.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
me making time for myself is going to the studio, going to the club, doing this, doing that. I need to take time for myself and go on a self vacation.
Real, real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I need real peace of mind. And I talk about this shit a lot, bro. Jail. You feel what I'm saying? Because that shit been my life. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like only time I got time to myself is when I'm in a
wow.
Fast.
Wow.
But when I come out though, I be so locked in. And it's crazy. It's like Catch 22. Like nobody wanna be in jail.
Right.
But it's God working mysterious ways. Wow. Probably like, hey bro, you can sit your ass down so you can cut gotcha. Down. Cause you never know what the hell in front of you.
Bro, that's a fact. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Do you seize the day now that, you know, in this current day, like, are you seizing the day? Or are you always, you know, they said the definition of anxiety is thinking about tomorrow. Are you right now present? Or are you like, bro, like, I'm
ahead.
Come on, bro. I believe you, bro.
I'm thinking,
I believe you.
I'm thinking about tomorrow.
I believe
month,
you, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? Next year. I got a lot of shit going on.
Bro, that's a fact. Bro, I understand that. Likewise, bro. I definitely understand that. And like, bro, like, you... And that's why your music is shaped the way it is.
Yeah.
That's why it comes out the way it does, bro.
Yeah, sure.
Like, bro, and I didn't even mention this, your production. Bro, you choose some great production.
Yeah.
A lot of artists don't even know how to... Bro, your production tells a story in itself. That's a fact. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm picky
I can tell.
Hell.
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro.
Yeah, I'm picky as hell.
Man, what current... You know, we spoke off camera, but just for the fans, what you have first quarter, second quarter, 2024?
Like right now, like I said, man, I'm trying to I'm finna put out another project, man. I put out my lab project in April.
Okay, gotcha.
So shit, I need to be
okay.
I need to be having another project by April.
Gotcha,
you know
for sure.
Saying?
For
but
sure.
I wanna drop 2-3 projects this year.
That's what's up, bro. That's
yeah.
what's up.
EPs
or full length albums?
EPs.
Gotcha,
you know
okay.
Then, you know that real album ain't gonna come to. I really get
gotcha.
What I expect from it.
For sure,
you know
for sure. Gotcha.
I'm just tired of holding back, man. I've been
gotcha.
Holding back for a long time, bro. I got so much music. I got so much music, man. I don't even know where my music at, man.
Gotcha.
My partner might pull up some music and be like, damn, but I don't even remember making a damn
song.
You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
gotcha.
I got a lot of shit I just be holding back, but I don't really be tripping because I be like, it be stages in my life where
right.
I know I done made this song. It might be hard, but I done made this song because I was going through something.
At that.
And it, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
it's real.
I done grew out of that. You feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha,
but
gotcha.
What's old to me is new to them.
Bro, that's a fact. And it's, this world is your canvas.
Yeah,
bro, like,
sure.
So yeah, like, what, you know, in a sense, you know, I'm just saying a 23-year-old, 22-year-old, that music could be held for that 16-year-old who's, you know,
yeah.
like, man, you know, like, yeah, so it's stages, man. So it's just like Nas' Lost Tapes.
Yeah.
He went back in the tuck, was like, man, no, all this old music, I'm gonna let my fans have this. You
yeah,
know, I'm not
sure.
gonna hold it. But yeah, that's
yeah.
that's artistry, bro. That's finest,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
Real. That's dope. That's dope, bro. Let me ask you this, Richard Waters, man. Are you married?
Nah, I ain't married.
Will you ever see yourself being married?
Soon.
Gotcha. Come on, bro. Come on, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Gotcha, for sure. For sure. Right now you just focused on the music. I know you got baby boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know. Right now it's just the music, or you soon? You're saying soon, like this is something
I gotta get right first.
Come on, gotcha.
Yeah, I gotta get right.
Gotcha.
I gotta be a better man. I gotta be a better
integrity,
man.
Integrity, bro. It's an integrity response. You
yeah.
saying some real shit, bro.
Yeah.
Just for your fans, bro. That transparency, what y'all will hear in this music. What y'all will hear in this music. Why do you say something like that? Like, I gotta be a better man. What is that?
That's where your blessings come from.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where your blessings come from, man. And when you got somebody real in your corner, man, you got to goddamn do right by.
That's a fact, bro.
And that's what I've been trying to learn, man, how
gotcha.
To do right.
That's a fact. That's real. That's real,
yeah,
bro. Respect
sure.
that. I respect that, bro. Marriage is duty, bro. I'm married, bro.
Yeah.
Like, marriage is duty.
Yeah.
That shit come first, bro. That shit matter,
yeah,
bro. That shit
sure.
is duty. Like, that's
yeah.
a fact, bro. That's a fact. That's
like,
real.
I be telling, like, what I be telling my folks sometimes, like, I ain't never seen my mama be little.
Gotcha.
My mama and my dad have divorced since I was like 9.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Same here, 8, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never seen my mama really with no man for real.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I never seen no man love her.
Gotcha.
So I wasn't raised on treating a female right.
I got you.
I don't know. I learned all this shit. Everything I know has been from the streets. You feel
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
My dad ain't got down to tell me how to got down treat no female.
Gotcha.
What to do and what not to do. You feel what I'm saying? So I be learning all this shit from my girl now. You know what I'm
saying?
Gotcha.
Real respect.
Shit be
respect.
Tough though. This
it do, bro. It do. Bro, you gotta humble yourself daily.
Yeah.
Daily. It is, bro. It is for sure. And then when children involve, it's even that much more of a challenge. That's a fact, bro. But I respect that, bro. For real, bro. I respect that, man. For sure. For sure, bro. Sure. Man, you mentioned travel, you know, like as far as, you know, you say you do make time for yourself, but you saying as far as that's only in the studio, that's only, you know, clubs, things like that to build the brand. Yeah. What's that one place, you know, you and your lady, what's that one place in this world, 1 week, all inclusive, everything paid for, where do y'all go travel?
Shit, man. I already been in Puerto Rico.
I gotta get down there.
Like, you know, I like water. You know what I'm saying? So anywhere with some water, Jamaica Virgin Islands.
For sure.
So anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't been nowhere
That's
for
what's
real.
Up. Gotcha.
So anywhere out the state, you know what I'm
sure,
saying?
For sure.
Type of record I got, shit I got going on. I don't know when the hell I'm gonna be able to leave the
country. Okay, for sure. I got you.
I'm trying to leave the country soon.
Gotcha.
Though,
That's
you
dope. Dope. Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. That's what's up. Definitely. Some Virgin Islands or Jamaica.
Yeah, something simple.
Gotcha. For sure. You'll love Jamaica, bro. You'll love that.
Yeah, you know my mama Jamaican.
Gotcha. Okay, dope. That's what's up. Gotcha. Most migrated here. A lot of still in Jamaica.
Nah, they out here.
Okay,
I know she still got some family out there.
Gotcha.
I don't know them, but.
And this also, that's where the New York, where the family in the New York Jamaicans.
Yeah, my mama's side. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, for sure. A lot of Jamaicans migrated to New York for sure. That's dope. Dope, bro. Man, let me ask you this, man. Having more time or money, which one means more to you? Music make you think, don't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man. I don't know. That might be me just talking from the age I'm at or something.
Nah, say it, bro. Say it.
Just give me the money,
man. Give me the money. That's real, bro.
Give me the money, man.
Nah, for real.
As long as my people straight,
bro, that's real. Selfless.
Yeah, as long as my people straight. That just sacrifice I just had to take.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's real.
Give me the paper.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What other ventures, you know, music, you know, I know you're a businessman as well. What other ventures do you have outside of this music? Like, just say, you know, 10 years, decade. What do you see yourself? What do you see certain things that you want to build, you know, branch off, things like that?
You know, I'm going to fuck with the trucks.
Gotcha. Longevity.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with the trucks.
Sure.
You feel what I'm saying? Real estate.
Gotcha.
It's a lot of little different shit.
For
sure. You know what I'm saying? I could do. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
I'm gonna open me up some businesses. You feel what I'm saying? The bag come invested paper into my partners and
come
shit.
On.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I know they got dreams too and shit they want to do too.
That's what's up, bro. Definitely. Respect that. When it's all said and done. What is Richie Waters' legacy?
What is my legacy? Man, you say what the fuck you want to say.
Oh, he's
good. As long as you don't say nothing bad.
I love it.
You say what the fuck you want to say.
Go ahead, bro.
As long as you don't put no fuck shit on my name.
That's real, bro.
No, I respect that. I am who I am.
That,
I ain't
bro.
Perfect. You feel what I'm saying? As long as you don't put no fuck shit on my name. I don't give a fuck what
that,
you say.
Bro. Respect that, bro, for sure.
Know I handle that business, though.
Handle that business. That's right, bro.
I handle that business.
Sit on it. That's real.
My family going to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody around me, they going to get taken care of.
That's right.
I'm going to handle that business.
Come on. That's right, bro, for sure. What's next for you, bro?
Handling that business. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I'm trying to get this shit going. I'm finna Madagascar this shit.
That's real, bro. Come on.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Sure.
That's right. Mm. Bro, what's that one message you want to give to your fans watching tonight and the future fans who just came, you know, who's going to leave this, watch everything you got going on, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everything to follow. What's that one thing you want to leave them, man?
Hey, man. Just don't ever give up. You feel what I'm saying? Don't ever give up on the shit that you really want to do in life. You feel what I'm saying? Keep going. It's a time and place for everything. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I take this shit back to the Bible, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's time for everything,
you feel what I'm saying?
So don't give up, you feel what I'm saying? Last year might not be in your season. This year might not be your season. Next year might not be your season, but that don't mean your season ain't gonna come, you feel what I'm saying? Don't give up, you feel what I'm saying? Stay true to yourself. Don't, you know, avoid that sucker shit, man, you feel what I'm saying? And just stay real to your people, man, you feel what I'm saying? You know, show love to the people that you know you got, that you got in your corner.
It's real.
You feel what I'm saying? That shit will take you a long way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, think.
Come on.
You feel what I'm saying? Think. Be slow to talk.
Go ahead.
You feel what I'm saying? And be quick to listen. You feel what I'm saying?
Slower to anger.
Yeah, and be
real.
Man, that's something that I'm working on.
Come on, bro.
I've been working on that for a minute. You feel what I'm saying? I got a little fuse. You know what I'm saying? I get mad. And that's something. I feel like that's something that hindered me a lot. You feel what I'm saying?
So I got you.
Be slow to anger. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro.
Like, everything ain't worth that energy. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow.
It take a lot to goddamn get mad.
Bro, that's real,
bro. Don't take nothing to walk away.
Wow. Wow, he's saying something, yo.
Sure.
He's saying something.
Yeah.
Man, brother, it's been a pleasure. Bro,
I hope
this is first of many. Bro, like, we on the way.
Yeah.
We
hey,
going.
I couldn't wait to do this.
Come on, bro. That's respect. Respect,
yeah, for sure.
Bro. For real. Respect, bro. I appreciate you showing up, man, and definitely blessing me with your presence, bro. Like,
definitely. I appreciate you.
You a living legend, bro.
Yeah, more definitely.
Living legend,
that.
Man. Like, bro, and I appreciate you, man. And, yeah, bro, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Most definitely.
So like you said, bro, like it's yesterday, today, and forever, bro.
Yeah.
We got to work. We got work to do.
Yeah.
It's time to get it.
Yeah.
Time to get it, bro. For sure. You know what?
More definitely.
Bro, Richie is the tradition on the Integrity Response, bro.
Yeah.
If you could grab one fortune cookie, open it for your fans, read it, and we out of here just like that.
All right.
All right.
One I've been looking at.
Oh, yeah. He already been hiding. Yes, sir.
See what that motherfucker say.
Hey.
And these motherfuckers, they must say the same thing. So. They say, one must know that there is a path at the end of the road.
Real.
Yeah.
Bro, like, that's what you just left with you. You just left that for your fans, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't give up. You just left that for your fans, bro.
One must know that it is a path at the end of the road. For sure, that motherfucker don't stop going.
You just, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Richie Waters, ain't never God, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. Real respect.
Eat some of them.
Come on now. Richie Waters, the Integrity Response. We signing off 2024. We up out of here.
Hey, man, we out of here, man.
You,
appreciate you, Keck.
You know it, bro, all day. Appreciate you.
Bro.
Sure.